It is that time of year when we cling to the last bits of summertime, even as it sputters into autumn. I'm Gabriel Spitzer here with Cliff Mass of the University of Washington. And Cliff, how easy is it going to be this weekend to keep summer alive?
Well, it's slipping away, at least for a few days. Today, a weak disturbance is moving up into eastern Washington, another one off the coast, and in fact, it's raining offshore, and it's raining over parts of eastern Washington. So it's going downhill a bit today. However, western Washington is right in the middle, so you know, we'll see at least a few cloud breaks later in the day, and probably temperatures getting into the lower to mid-70s. So not so bad here around Seattle and western Washington. Tomorrow will probably be the worst day of the weekend. We'll see clouds for much of the day, showers along the coast, maybe some in the mountains. Temperatures slipping down to about 70. Sunday looks pretty good, and so I expect it to be generally dry. Temperatures getting up to the mid-70s, quite a bit of clouds, particularly in the morning, but not a bad day on Sunday. But unfortunately, after that, it goes downhill. A trough that's offshore kind of deepens and moves closer, and it looks like Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday will not only have a lot of clouds, but probably the best chance of getting some light rain showers over the entire area, which we haven't seen very much of for at least 2 months. And then it appears that later in the week will get better as the trough moves through.
Well, I read there's even some snow in the forecast for Mount Rainier this weekend.
That's right. If you go high enough, the temperatures will be cool enough. So above, let's say, 10,000 feet or so, there is a significant chance of snow.
So if you want to have a picnic, don't have it above 10,000 feet.
Good advice.
Well, of course, even when the skies are blue, they're not completely empty. And we're all used to seeing those great white streaks across the sky that come behind airplanes. And Cliff, it sounds like you get a fair number of questions about these contrails. Why is that?
Well, there's a bunch of people who believe that there's a conspiracy going on. And they don't call them contrails. They call them chemtrails. In fact, yesterday I was doing a segment with Jeff Renner in Kirkland, and this guy runs up to us screaming at us about chemtrails and pointing to them in the sky, but they were just contrails. So the belief is that these lines we see in the sky, they believe are caused by chemicals emitted by a secret program run by the U.S. government. And it's just not true. Contrails are something we understand really quite well. And the bottom line of this is that planes, particularly jet planes, fly relatively high where the atmosphere is cool. And so if you have an engine that's burning fuel, it puts out a certain amount of water vapor. That's a natural byproduct of combustion. Well, when that water vapor goes into the cold air, it tends to condense first into little water droplets and then rapidly freeze into ice crystals. Now, the reason that happens is that cold air can't hold as much water vapor as warm air. So if you put any water vapor in there, it tends to condense out right away. And you get a line of these ice crystals, and that produces a contrail.
So it's no coincidence that they look like clouds, because really, they are clouds.
That's right. They are clouds. And sometimes these contrails can last a long time. So you can have contrails that don't disappear right away. Sometimes they can last for minutes, sometimes even hours. And if you have a lot of planes flying, you can get a sky that's crisscrossed with contrails, basically filling the sky with these ice crystals.
Right, and they can really create a pretty substantial amount of kind of artificial cloud cover. Is there any sense that that does have some sort of effect on the climate or on the weather?
That's right. It really is a very appreciable source of cloudiness. In fact, we saw what happened after 9/11 when we couldn't have any planes flying for a few days and all of a sudden the sky cleared. Well, the latest studies suggest that these contrails could have a climate impact, but the impact is for warming, strangely enough. See, the clouds work two ways. One, the ice crystals reflect some of the solar radiation from the sun. That cools. But they also absorb and readmit infrared radiation from the surface and the clouds below, and that tends to warm, sort of like a blanket. And it turns out the warming is more important than the cooling, and so these clouds actually contribute to warming.
Well, thanks, Cliff.
Sure.
Cliff Mass teaches atmospheric sciences at the University of Washington. He joins us every week at this time. Learn more, and you can submit your weather questions at kplu.org. I'm Gabriel Spitzer, KPLU News.